Listen. But just how do you know that? Did you see Jesus personally? Did you touch his body? Did you put your hand into his side? On what basis do you declare him raised? Let me tell you what the basis is. It is the testimony of the gospel. It is the testimony of the scriptures. It is the testimony of the church down through the ages. It is the witness of the word. And that is why St. Mark's gospel ends the way it does at chapter 16, verse 8, with no resurrection appearances and with no vision of the risen Lord. Mark's story ends the way you experience resurrection hope. Not with touch, not with sight, not with physical evidence, but with witness, only the witness of the word. In some ways, this is a fearful thing. Indeed, the women fled from the tomb on that first Easter morning. They were afraid, having only the witness of the young man and facing an uncertain future. And that often is our case as well. But there is good reason not to fear. Fear not. We need not fear because our Lord's word is ever sure. Especially in Mark's gospel, our Lord's word is ever sure. Consider what transpires in this book. Our Lord predicts that the disciples will find a young donkey as they enter into Jerusalem before Palm Sunday, and that someone will object to their taking it, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that the two disciples that he sends into Jerusalem to prepare the Passover on Maundy Thursday will be met by a man carrying a water jar, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that that very man will lead them to a house with an upper room where a place has been prepared for them to eat the Passover, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will be betrayed into the hands of the Jewish leadership, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that his disciples will stumble and be scattered, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will be mocked, spit upon, scourged, and it is so. Our Lord predicts that he will die, and it is so. And this is our point today. Our Lord says that he will rise on the third day in Mark 8:31, 9:31, 10:34, 14:28, and the testimony of the young man at the tomb. Not to mention the testimony of St. Peter in the book of Acts, the testimony of St. Paul in Acts 15, and the testimony of the church down through the ages. Yes, the testimony of the young man at the tomb is that indeed it too is so. This is why the young man's word is all we get in that Easter morning story in the Gospel of St. Mark at chapter 16, verse 6. It is all we get because it is based upon the sure word and promise. It leads us back to the sure word and promise of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember how the young man ends his witness to the women with the words, "Just as he said"? Such a word and such a witness is all we really need. Yes, sons and daughters of the King, he is risen. Just as he said, you have his word on it.